This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You see the Antifa folks in Portland the other day? Portland is not a safe city for a conservative. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Dangerous city. Dangerous because of leftism. They will beat you into submission if they can. And here's what I'll tell you about Antifa. Any one of them plucked out individually won't stand up. They showed a big guy. He's chasing around a dude and his daughter. And by the way, he's in combat gear. He's got a thing to protect his chin. He's got a pad in his stomach. He's got elbow, and he's wearing what they call are combat gloves. So they've got Kevlar inside so that you know they hit harder. He's got protective gear on his legs, so if you kick him, I mean, I saw it, you can see it. He's got combat gear on, so he's ready for a fight. And there, I don't know if you guys saw the video. If you get a chance, see what I'm talking about. I'm not making this up. The Proud Boys go there to support Trump, to support Americanism. They want to get these guys out of a truck, out of a bus, and they are attacking this bus with hammers. Now, that should put more fear in the leftist than anybody, because hammers, people are killed by more times by hammers in a given year than by assault weapons. But no, you're not going to hear anything about it. What do you think would happen if they'd gotten those people out of that van? You know what would have happened. Kevin Jackson shows what you're listening to. If you're a bonehead Democrat listening to this program, if you've converted, congratulations. I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you when you were a Democrat. I'm certainly not mad that you've converted. But don't think I'm going to take it easy on you. If you were a Democrat, you were in the brain dead leftist lunatic area of your brain. That's what you were dealing with. And if you've come over and you now see the errors of your ways, congratulations. I congratulate you on that. If you're listening to this program and you're a leftist and you're mad, don't worry. At some point, you're going to wake up and get over it. If I'm the person that helps you to do it, good. If not, I don't really care. But at some point, you're going to get some sanity, because you're going to notice what your people do when they don't get their way. You bunch of big babies. There's not an Antifa anarchist on the planet who's willing to stand by themselves and go toe-to-toe with a conservative warrior. Not one. Oh, I know. They'll talk a big game. They'll be mad at the radio. You say, I'll kick it, whatever. Say what you want behind that radio. Take any one of those guys, put us in the same gear, and I'll show you how big of a punk they are. They are nothing but thugs who will bully their way to make you capitulate. End of story. They don't want to talk. They don't want to reason. There was a black dude in one of these videos that I saw talking about, we ain't here to talk. And he's got no shirt on. Like he's Mr. Tough Guy. He's a freaking, you know, he moves lawn chairs, you know, around somebody's house for a living. But he makes it sound like he's, you know, the next great fighter in the UFC. He ain't nothing but a bully and a punk who would get his butt kicked if he didn't have 500 people armed standing behind him. And you know what Portland police were doing? Absolutely nothing. Let's play the clip of the mayor of Portland and what he had to say about people coming in to protect citizens. And here's what he had to say.
So what do you expect from this weekend then, based on the precautions and the planning that your city has done? How prepared are you?
We're very prepared. Look, we've seen this national rising tide of violence and hate speech and intolerance, and it's mostly been geared towards women, towards people of color, towards immigrants. That's not who we are. We know that people are coming here from other parts of the country. We know that they intend to engage in acts of violence, and we want to put out the message. We'll be ready for them. We will be enforcing the law.
You know,
people
are thinking of coming to commit
acts
of violence. I apologize for talking.
We don't want you here.
I apologize for that. You know the record of Antifa as well, sir, right?
Look, this isn't about anybody's politics. This is about behavior. Anybody, whether they're coming here, whether they live here, if they're engaged in acts of violence, if they're breaking the law, we're going to enforce it. We're going to hold people accountable.
Do you? But obviously you're doing your best to track their movements and their plans for the weekend. The local Antifa affiliate, if you will, or whatever you want to call it, Rose City Antifa, they claimed responsibility for the attack of Andy Ngo. What do you know about their whereabouts and their plans for the weekend?
Well, as the police commissioner, my job is to give broad strategic direction. So what I'm telling the police bureau is no violence, no vandalism. Don't let the city get shut down. Make sure that people have the ability to go about their business. Don't let people stop this city.
Yeah, he was so prepared that riots essentially broke out. People were essentially wearing anything pro-American. One guy walked up and pulled a flag, American flag. The guy, the big guy I was telling you about that would get his butt kicked if he weren't walking with everybody else. He pulls an American flag out of a guy's hand. Let me tell you what, boy, they're going to run into the wrong people. And the mayor slash police commissioner of Portland, Oregon, was doing, he's more concerned about people coming there to protect the rights of citizens to free assembly than he is about stopping thugs who are terrorizing his city. Antifa is nothing more than a terrorist group, another offshoot of the KKK. And if you're a Democrat supporting it, don't feel bad, because you've been doing it your entire lives. You've been doing it since the party founded. You are anti-black, anti-American. All you care about is taking advantage of people. And you're going to run into the wrong group of people. I pray to God I'm in that group, because I'm telling you right now, Antifa, if you run into a group of people led by Kevin Jackson, it's going to be a whole different thing for you than anything you've ever seen. There was a video where some guys, I don't know where it was, but they got tired of Antifa. And this one guy, Antifa, has a crowbar, and he's trying to hit the guy. And the guy times it perfectly and knocks him stone out. Well, let me tell you something. If I'm in an Antifa thing, I'm going to be in combat gear, and you're going to see fist and feet flying, and you're going to see Antifa guys hitting the ground like dominoes. I'm so sick of people bullying Americans, people that listen to this program, who aren't looking for trouble. None of us are. None of us are looking for trouble. And for those of you listening to me saying, Kevin, you're just asking for trouble, I'm not asking for anything. I'm demanding that Americans get to exercise their right to their opinions without anybody threatening them. That's what I demand. So if you want to be mad at me for that, fine. I don't care. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. Antifa are thugs and terrorists, and we're going to get them on a watch list.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats love their thugs. They love Black Lives Matter. They love the KKK. They love Antifa. They love the new Black Panther Party. They love the Aryan Nation. All those groups belong to Democrats. Don't be fooled for one second. Don't let them, oh, those Aryans, they're a bunch of, you know, it's a white man's wedding, and they try to tie it to Christianity and stuff like that. The people who want to go around believing they're better than somebody else are nothing but leftists. I don't care what, they can hide behind Christianity or whatever. There is no Christianity believes somebody's better than somebody else. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm talking about Antifa thugs. Wait until the public decides to fight back. For the record, for those of you saying, oh, Kevin, Antifa. I held a rally on tax day, April 15th, in Phoenix, or actually in Gilbert, Arizona. The police detective called me up. Kevin, Antifa says they're going to come. Just wanted you to be aware. I said, thanks for the heads up, officer, but I ain't afraid. And I said, let Antifa know, through every sources you have, that we're not afraid of them. We had about 400 patriots at the rally. And you know who? What happened? Antifa didn't show. Let me tell you why Antifa didn't show. Because Antifa would have gotten their butts kicked. That's what would have happened. So for those of you out there going, oh, Kevin, you're just talking a big game. I held a rally. People know what I look like. I held a rally. Cops warned us. Gilbert Police Department. I'm not going to mention the detective's name, but he says, Kevin, I just want you to have a heads up. I said, man, thanks for the heads up. Gave him a poster of Bleeding Blue. Told him we'll get him the movie. Invited him to, you know, stay in touch. I said, we ain't worried about Antifa. And they were a no-show. And I was very vocal on Twitter. Hey, heard Antifa's. You can go Google this. April 15, 2019. Go Google it. I was on record saying, hey, Antifa, heard you're going to show up at my rally. We'll be there. We're not canceling. And what did they do? Absolutely nothing. So don't tell me, if I held a rally in Portland, Oregon, I'd say the same thing. Yeah, Antifa, bring it. I have some boys there that are ready to fight and know how to fight. I'm not going to be bullied, and you need to not be bullied either. How's this going to play politically for the Democrats? Anarchist terrorists, homegrown by the left, intimidating people. If there's a Democrat Chamber of Commerce, let me tell you something. They can't like what they see with these thugs. A group of leftists attacking a gay men's group. I love it. I love the irony of it. Frankly, I love the optics. The cost of this nonsense to the city of Portland, I hope it breaks Portland's bank. Every time somebody wants to hold a rally, Antifa comes and shows up. Cops got to get overtime. I hope it breaks them down to their rotten core. Listen to them talk. All these, the mayor will come on, oh, the betterment of the nation and all this racism and stuff. We have a story where the New York Times, you know what they did? They plotted, they shifted from Trump is guilty and the Mueller report will prove it to Trump is a racist. Now Trump is a racist, right? Because he stands up for America. Trust me, trust and believe, conservatives, people get it. They aren't falling for this ruse. They know exactly what the left is trying to do, and they will not fall for it. Neither are you. You've awakened. Trust me. You've been woke. You understand it. And you know what many of you are finally doing? You're saying enough is enough. You're getting your handgun licenses. You're buying firearms. You're going to the range. Maybe some of you are learning how to take care of yourself with your own body. And I hope you are. I hope you get into some sort of a martial arts. Be ready. Be ready. And don't be intimidated. It's kind of like that dude when he called Cuomo Fredo. And Cuomo's like, oh, isn't you? And the guy, he takes his glasses off slowly and says, yeah, what are you going to do about it? And then here's Cuomo with all his bodyguards, and they're all keeping him away. You know, they're showing, oh, you don't want no part of Cuomo. And the dude's like, let him go. That's what I would have been doing. I would have been like, let that clown go. I'm not intimidated. Let Fredo go, because you know what Fredo's going to prove? That he's Fredo. That's what he's going to prove. When you stand, I said earlier in the broadcast, Antifa by themselves, a bunch of punks, would never stand up, wouldn't say a word. You know what they stand behind? Mob rule. And don't you dare go against the mob. And Portland, Oregon, you should be ashamed of yourself. If you're from Portland, you should be ashamed of yourself. If you're part of the Portland establishment, you should be ashamed of yourselves. I don't care too much about it. I'm not going to, I mean, all I can tell you is this. The long-term impact of Antifa on the Democrats is not something that they're going to want to live with. Democrats have done massive damage to their party. I don't care. I truly don't have a dog in the fight. If Democrats have an idea and it falls under a D, congratulations. They just don't. If Republicans have an idea, congratulations. I don't have much respect for them either. I have respect for people who are pragmatists, like a Donald Trump. I have respect for them. solving problems. Not always your way. I don't always have to agree, but I at least know this. You really want to solve the problem. But the Democrats have damaged their brand, but they don't want to see it. They don't want to see it. I'm still seeing polls. Oh, Donald Trump, all the candidates can still beat Trump in a head-to-head matchup. Yeah, really? Yeah, if you believe that, I got some land in the bayou. There's a mountain in the bayou. I'll sell it to you and you can build your house on it. Think the Democrats are happy with their candidates, folks? You think the Democrats aren't begging Michelle Obama, maybe Oprah Winfrey or somebody new to run? You think that's not happening? How many people do you think have gone to Michelle Obama and said, "You need to run, Michelle. You could beat Donald Trump. You're the only one who could beat Donald Trump." How many black folks, how many ministers, or sorry, I put my finger quotes up, how many desperate white leftists believe, "Michelle Obama, you could do it." How many have gone to her? And you know what she tells every one of them? Heck to the no. You want to know why? Because she knows in her heart she can't beat Donald Trump. To this day, folks, the Democrats still wish they had better candidates. Just one. Will anybody step forward and challenge Donald Trump? He needs to be taken down. He needs to be beaten. He needs to be brutalized. Will any of them do it? Short answer, heck no. They got nobody. Michelle Obama can't do it. I would even tell him, I would make a rule that says, you know what? You could run Barack Obama again and watch what Trump does. He'd destroy him. It would be the first time Barack Obama ever had to actually be the answer for the crap that he did. And he would lose it. Mr. Cool would be exposed for what he is, a fraud, a charlatan. And you Democrats listening to this program, if you voted for him, God love you. I get it. You were deranged. But if you still would vote for him, you're worse than deranged. And most of you aren't. That's why you're listening to me, Kevin Jackson, and the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. They want to destroy Donald Trump. And the way they want to do that, they have to demoralize his base. The reason why you hear things like white privilege, why you hear things like white nationalism, the reason why you hear all this white nonsense is because they are demoralized. And they need to transfer that. They need to try to demoralize you. And it's not going to work. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a new round of tariffs are set to take effect September 1st on Chinese goods, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is defending the Trump administration's tariff policy, saying U.S. consumers are doing okay.
Import prices, in fact, have been down from a year ago. And as you know, there's very little inflation in the consumer economy. So thus far, there has not been any real basis for saying the tariffs have hurt the consumer.
Ross was speaking there on Fox Business. An Ohio man will be facing a judge on Monday accused of making threats against the Jewish community. FBI agents say James Reardon posted a video online in which he identified himself as a gunman at a local synagogue, even though the shooting never took place. The 20-year-old Reardon was arrested on Friday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm a registered Democrat for the JFK. I love JFK, and I've always been, but I'm leaning all the way towards Trump's political views, and I'm hoping he gets done with the China deals and everything for my retirement and the 401ks. Thank you. Go Trump.
Have the Democrats left voters like you behind?
Mostly yes, but some of them are now waking up, and that's why that walk away guy did that. And I walked away ever since 2016. I worked for his campaign in 2016, so I can't this year, but medical reasons. But yeah.
So you're a Democrat that now camps out for the president.
Absolutely. I'll be every one of them.
And, Michael, you are a Democrat of 55 years who now supports the president.
Yeah, all the way. I changed when he came down. He's the best president, as far as I'm concerned, that we've ever had.
Hey, folks, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. You should know, that the Democrats described there are all over the country. All over the country. Democrats who voted for Trump, they may not even change their party affiliation, but they are going to vote for Donald Trump. They aren't hardcore conservatives or hardcore Republicans at this point, but they are going to vote for Donald Trump. There's a reason for it. They see the writing on the wall. They've watched all the nonsense of these Democrats. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. They've seen the tricks that have been pulled by the Democrats, and they're tired of it. They're actually mad about it. I alluded to an article that was written, and here's what it says. Dean Baquet, the executive editor of the New York Times, said recently that after the Mueller report, the paper has to shift focus of its coverage from the Trump-Russia affair to the president's alleged racism. Here's what he said. We built our newsroom to cover one story, and we did it truly well, Baquet said. Now we have to regroup and shift resources and emphasis to take on a different story. And that different story is Trump and racism. Now, what he said in effect was, we didn't win the battle of the Mueller thing. The actual investigation blew it. Mueller testifying before Congress blew it. So all we got left, folks, sadly, is to shift the narrative that Trump is a racist. And just as a spoiler alert for the Democrats, it was tried before, you lost, but you know what? If you think it's going to win now, go for it. Go for it. Who are we to stop you? They tried to call Trump a racist when he with border issues. They tried to call him a racist with black issues. You name it. And Donald Trump is dispelling it all and showcasing leftism, the real racist. Every time, as I said before, I don't know whether I said on the program or somebody else's, but Donald Trump doesn't have to do anything to prove that the left are racist. They do it every day. Time and time again. He said, Baggett made the remarks at an employee town hall. A recording was leaked to Slate, who published a transcript. In the beginning of the Trump administration, the Times geared up to cover the Russia affair, Baggett explained. Chapter one of the story of Donald Trump, not only for our newsroom, but frankly for our readers, was, did Donald Trump have untoward relationships with the Russians? Was there obstruction of justice? That was a really hard story. By the way, let's not forget that. We set ourselves up to cover that story. I'm going to say it. We won two Pulitzer Prizes covering that story, and I think we covered that story better than anyone else. I mean, he's celebrating the idea that we won Pulitzer Prizes, woohoo, because we covered the bull story, I almost said it, the BS story of Donald Trump colluding with Russians. Now, he goes, but then came the Mueller report, and with Special Counsel Mueller failing to establish that the Trump campaign conspired or coordinating with the Russians to fix the 2016 election. And he says, the day Bob Mueller walked off that witness stand, two things happened, Baggett continued. Our readers who want Donald Trump to go away suddenly thought, holy crap, he uses a different word, Bob Mueller is not going to do it. And Donald Trump got a little emboldened politically, I think, because you know, for obvious reasons. And I think that the story changed. A lot of stuff we're talking about started to emerge like 6 or 7 weeks ago. We're a little, a tiny bit flat-footed, I mean. That's what happens when a story looks a certain way for 2 years, right? He's admitting that they have been writing this story slanted, expecting an outcome that never came, and now he's going, we were caught flat-footed when the story turned out not to be true, so we have to shift gears. This is what constitutes journalism today. This is the guy that runs the New York Times. Baggett used the gentlest terms possible. The story changed, but the fact is the conspiracy coordination allegation the Times had devoted itself to pursuing turned out to be false. Beyond that, Democrats on Capitol Hill struggled to press an obstruction case against the president. The Trump-Russia hole came up dry. Now, Baggett continued, I think that we've got to change. The Times must write more deeply about the country, race, and other divisions. I mean, the vision for coverage for the next 2 years is what I talked about earlier. How do we cover a guy who makes these kinds of remarks, Baggett said? How do we cover the world's reaction to him? How do we do that while continuing to cover his policies? How do we cover America that's become so divided by Donald Trump? Folks, I don't even know where to begin with this. He says, we can't cover his policies because we got to cover all these racist things. Now, this is a guy who's admitted that his paper spent 2+ years on a witch hunt. And now he begins a new witch hunt and he rationalizes why we're not covering Trump's meaningful stuff because we are on a second witch hunt. How sad. I counsel Democrats, bone-dead, lame-brained leftists that do listen to the program, like this guy that just called me recently from Miami, at least he had a 305 area code. How do you do it? How do you stay on the side of insanity for so long? The power of not being wrong, just trying not to be wrong, must be really all-encompassing for you. By the way, I've said many times, if you want to know what separates adults from children, adults have the ability to say, Oh, I was wrong. Thanks for proving me wrong. And then researching and bolstering their knowledge. Babies don't. Babies throw tantrums because they want what they want to be right. They want what they want. They don't care. So what? You tell them, that kid is a bad kid because, historically speaking, this is the way these kids behave. If a kid is setting fires and killing animals, I don't want you playing with it. It's not a good... It's probably not good. You do know he beat his last three girlfriends. I can change it. I love you. No, you just don't want me with it. You're jealous. Okay. At some point, you got to let them have what they have. But you can't have America. See, if you were just throwing a tantrum because you want a sucker, I don't care. your mom might let you have it, and I don't have to say a word. But when you want this country, and you think throwing a tantrum is going to do it, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, or neo-Nazi, Democrat, racist, whatever you are, you cannot have this country. See, this country is so good. The overwhelming parts of America are so good that it blinds the bad. The left doesn't want to see it. They refuse to see it. Vision for the next 2 years. How do we cover a guy that makes these kind of remarks? So let me give you an example. My friend Steve King was talking about rape, and he said something like, how can you, and he put it into context, but he essentially said, how can you condemn rape in the in other words, if you kill the product of rape, when in fact, for all intents and purposes, I may not be talking to you because I don't know my past. Maybe there was a rape in my past that led me to be standing here talking to you. I'm not going to condemn that because you want to. All he was saying is you want to kill babies, and you say rape should not be, you know, in any event of rape and incest. He's very clear about it. And man, they went to destroy this man. Oh my gosh, he's for rape. No, he's not. In no way would anybody be making a statement saying that they're for rape. He was putting into context that the outcome of the world that we live in is a product of rape. It's the rape of people during war. It's the and all kinds of things. It happens every single day. It is unfortunately and sadly a part of all culture, world culture. And you just want to kill everybody involved? It was a profound statement. And you know what? You can't even talk about it. That's how far we've come. He wasn't condoning it. Anyway, I got to take a break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to play the clip of the, what was it? There were two Democratic strategists who appeared on Fox News. I don't watch Fox, by the way. And the Fox anchor wanted to get their take, I guess, on how the Democrats were doing and how, I guess, President Trump had made a comment about these Democrats in New Hampshire. For the record, he was in New Hampshire. I don't know if you saw. I didn't watch it, because I don't watch the rallies. But I'll tell you this, the clip I saw, it was packed. There were thousands of people, 15, 20,000. I mean, there I didn't see empty seats. It was absolutely packed. Maybe you saw, maybe there's a count. I don't know. I'm going to say minimum of 10,000 and maybe as many as 20. I'm not good at judging audiences, but I'll tell you this, and I've said this before, take every Democrat running, give them the same amount of time to plan an event as President Trump, and you won't get 500 people in that room. 500. I'm talking about Democrats begging their friends to come to pack the house. 500 people. If it weren't for the media hoopla they have over the debates, the Democrat debates wouldn't even be watched. I mean, train wreck watched. You know, they try to say that people went to go see Donald Trump. This is in 2016. It's that people just see him because they want to just see what he's about. They're kicking the tires on him, but they don't. You know, they're like, whatever. As this clip, you'll hear him. They talk about how he fills these venues. Doesn't matter where it is. Donald Trump could hold an event in Portland, Oregon, and he would fill it. Fill it up. Yeah, welcome back. Kevin Jackson to you listening to KJRadio.com. Let's play this clip. This is a Democrat strategist who are talking about Donald Trump and trying to make themselves feel good is the best way to put it.
Several 2020 Democratic candidates out on the campaign trail today, of course, hoping to gain some traction and qualify for the next Democratic debates. This, as a new Fox News poll shows, Elizabeth Warren closing the gap between herself and the frontrunner, still Joe Biden. Warren coming in at 20% with Biden down to 31%. Bernie Sanders slipping to 10%. Kamala Harris down to 8%. More on all of this, let's bring in our panel. 2008 Obama campaign spokesperson, Democratic strategist, and president of KateCom, Kevin Cate. Kevin and his firm, by the way, making campaign ads for Tom Steyer. And former Obama campaign regional field director and Democratic strategist, Robin Biro. Gentlemen, thanks so much. So much to talk about. Kicking things off, we've seen a little up and down there in the polls as far as the Democrats are concerned. Elizabeth Warren, as we mentioned, climbing a bit, making things a little more competitive there at the top of the ticket. But let's start with a little chat about what we saw Thursday night in New Hampshire. The president at his rally, he feels comfortable facing whoever comes to the top of the ticket. Take a listen.
What about a sleepy Joe Biden rally? I sort of hope it's him. I don't mind any of them. You got Pocahontas is rising. You got Kamala. Kamala is falling.
Name calling continues, but I will say he is essentially packing these big arenas a year before the election. This is in New Hampshire, of course, a critical first in the nation early primary voting state. Robin, we'll start with you. I know you had a chance to follow this speech. Your thoughts on the president packing these arenas still so far ahead of the game, and he seems ready to take on whoever. Who's got the best chance to beat him? Because that's what Democrats really want to know.
Oh, Molly, I was actually really grateful to hear that President Trump was so dismissive of our 2020 candidates, because he could very well make the same mistake that we did in 2016 by dismissing him. We thought, you know, all of the polling showed that we had this one in the bag. So I was grateful, like I said, that he was dismissive. And look, I talked to some people in New Hampshire, and they felt that he really didn't seem to get their issues. He did in the one-on-one radio interviews, but not so much in the rally. He even mentioned that they were on the front lines and knew about the mill closures with MSK mills that closed 95 years ago when child labor was being outlawed. So it just didn't resonate there in the rally, but it did when he was on the one-on-one interviews.
The guy says Trump shouldn't be so dismissive of the candidates. Let me tell you what Donald Trump is. Donald Trump is a realist. If he's deriding you, it isn't projection. It isn't that he wishes he was you or whatever. He's deriding you because you deserve it. He called Joe Biden sleepy because he is sleepy. I don't know if he, I think he called him creepy too. He called him creepy because he is creepy. He called Jeb Bush low energy because Jeb Bush is low energy. And I could go on. You get what I'm saying? Donald Trump's not trying to project. He's telling you the way it is. And if he says, look, I hope it's Joe Biden. He's not kidding. It isn't like he's trying to throw you off like, yeah, he doesn't really want Joe Biden. No, Trump wants Joe Biden. He does. Because Donald Trump knows Joe Biden's going to run out of steam, number one. Joe Biden's tired. The left doesn't want to admit it, but they know he is. Joe Biden is a tired old white man. And you know what he wants? He wants millions of dollars so he can live the high life for the last X number of years he has in his life, that he has any type of brain function. He wants to live it like a rock star because he hasn't been able to do that. He couldn't even do that under Obama. Joe Biden wasn't hanging out with B and Jay-Z. Joe Biden wasn't being invited to go hang out with the boss, Bruce Springsteen or Bon Jovi or, you know, whatever. Pick your white, leftist, racist, elitist you want. Joe Biden... Nobody cared about Biden. There were a few political circles that he got pulled into because of Barack Obama, but that's it. Take away Barack Obama, nobody gives a crap about Joe Biden. And now the Obama's gone, and soon his legacy is going to be bad news. Trust me, Joe Biden is a no-show. And maybe we'll go into this later. I don't know if we talked about this, but Barack Obama doesn't want Joe Biden out there. He doesn't. Barack Obama's like, Joe, please, get out. Get out while you can. So, you got all these people plotting against Donald Trump, New York Times shifting policy on racism, everybody giving these calls of racism. I'm talking about the squad, Tlaib and all of them. And it's funny, Donald Trump, still the boss. He says to Israel, don't let them in. You're not going to offend me. Don't let them in. So Israel says you can't come in. Then what would have probably backfired on many people when Israel said, okay, we'll let Tlaib in to see her grandmother. It turns out, I don't know if this is true, but I heard she's married to her uncle, Tlaib. Man, these people are sick. These doggone leftists are sick. Anyway, supposedly married to her uncle, declined, after begging to see her grandmother, declined it, made it a political stunt, and it backfired on her. It backfired on the Democrats. I played a clip earlier in the broadcast. You can check it out at kjradio.com. Democrat men saying, no, we love Donald Trump. I was a registered Democrat. I'm voting for Trump again, or I'm voting for him. You think this is a, like, oh, they found the only two Democrats at an event. By the way, this was a woman, interviewer, who just walked up to some guys and said, so what are you? We're Democrats are voting for Trump. I don't know whether they had signs or whatever, but we're Democrats voting for Trump. How many of those people are out there? You know any? Are you one? Are you one that finally got your sanity and said, you know what? Enough is enough. Don't be surprised. You wouldn't be the only one. All the indicators are exactly... It's funny to hear the Democrats talk. Donald Trump wants to believe his polls and believe that he's winning. Ha, ha, ha. Good luck. He, like the guy said, Donald Trump's being dismissive. He's making the mistake we made back in 2016. No, he's not. The Democrats don't have a candidate with enough pizzazz to win win my son's, what do they call it, school board election? They couldn't win my son's school board election. And they think they can compete with Trump? What do you think? How do you think in your wildest dreams, if you're a Democrat, do you see this shaping up as something for, you know, where Trump is miscalculating? You got this candidate running around speaking in the language of the Democrats and everybody loves them? Do they have a candidate that's going to bring the female vote? A candidate that's going to bring the young people vote? A candidate that's going to bring the Latino vote and the black vote? Yeah, they do. His name is Donald Trump. The Democrats are finally having to come to a realization. Now, look, they're going to fool themselves up until the moment of, till the last ballot is counted. They're going to be fooling themselves. I'm going to save you some anguish, Art, and many and a few others who continue to call me and ask me, Kevin, do you think Trump can win? I don't think Trump can win. I know Trump will win. He will win so big that it may be embarrassing to you that you ever thought, why couldn't he win? You're going to be embarrassed. He's going to win that big. And it's all because of everything that we've seen. Everybody plotting against him. And you know what happens in these failed plots? More and more Democrats come over. More and more independents and so on.
This is the
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.